Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
I honestly feel a little bit bad for anybody who's new here and this might be the first video that they're watching.
I was like, why is it like men sending selfies of themselves so cringy to us? Like, why is that? Can you expand on that?
Oh yeah, no, don't do it, fellas. Don't send no selfie of yourself. Just don't do it. Because they're going to see it as sassy. They're going to see it as girly. Women don't respect selfies from men. It's just that simple. They're turned off by it. Tell her to come through if she want to see you. If she want to see your handsome face. Tell her she got to slide through.
Sly, son of a bitch.
First and foremost, men are more visually stimulated than women. So when they send us a photo, it's because they think that it's going to stimulate us the same way that it stimulates them, and it just doesn't. Women are more intellectually stimulated.
In most cases, women are going to be nothing but a complication to your life that's just simply not worth it.
But also simultaneously, when women send selfies to men, particularly too quickly in the dating phase or the talking phase, they also put us into categories where we're like more desperate or like of less value in a way. It gives off this like low self-worth energy, like we need validation. So overall, like sending selfies to each other too quickly just gives off the ultimate ick, and maybe we stop doing this.
If you ever feel any ounce of anxiety when it comes to talking to your partner about anything, your relationship, money, family, future, planning, your needs, your expectation, his expectation, what's working, what's not, if they don't care about hearing you now, whether it's the start of your relationship or 10 years into your relationship, that will not change with time. They will continue to try and make you feel bad about sharing your concerns.
Look at her. She's still running off at tomorrow.
It actually would have been a lot easier for me to just suck a dick and shut the fuck up.
And
it's not about y'all sharing your concerns. It's about how you share them. Women always talk about communication, communication. Women are terrible communicators. It usually either come off as naggy or just come across like you're just constantly criticizing us. You never do it in a loving, nurturing, caring way. Because despite what the media told you, women aren't naturally loving, caring, and nurturing. Maybe to their kids, but not to men.
Women have it hard, okay? Women have it hard! You have no idea what women go through every day, okay?
They want you to shut down. They want you to go silent.
Bingo.
The reason I'm still single is because I want to be with someone who I think is cooler than me. And you bitches aren't making the cut.
Is it that you don't need a man or you can't get a man to put up with your ass?
Any man who's going to say something belittling to you or rude to you, I used to think I would look at them and like I would get upset at myself and be like, oh God, like I'm not good enough for them. And now the second that a man says something that's a rude, belittling comment to me, I literally just laugh because I know that on the inside that man is struggling with his self-confidence mm-hmm. and his self-worth yeah. and he thinks nothing of himself, that he has to like try and yeah. tear down someone else, and it almost makes me like happy. Like the second that a guy says something rude to me like that, or based on your looks or anything like that, I'm just like, oh my God, he fucking hates himself.
Shut up, bitch.
No, and I like
he's so like internally like frustrated and insecure with himself that he like genuinely like gets so mad when someone like denies him because like,
you are safe in relationships. You can trust men. Men show up for you. Men change. People change. It is possible. People change every day. People change for me to make me happy. People think about my feelings and do not repeat behaviors that hurt me because I am good enough. I am worthy. I am deserving of this.
I deserve good things. I am entitled to my share of happiness. I refuse to beat myself up. I am an attractive person. I am fun to be with.
Daily Affirmation with Stuart Smalley.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
I can trust that men will show up for me consistently and choose me every single day. I can trust that this person is a man of their word. I only have monogamous relationships. This person loves me and chooses me every day and makes it known to me.
Words of affirmation women just come up with anything other than doing the actual work, being a decent human being, and actually developing self-esteem. Magic, energy, astrology, anything but character and actual self-improvement. It's crazy.
I don't often get lost for words, but ladies, 97,000. Are we dating the same guy? This group is mad crazy. There is 97,000 people asking, are we dating the same guy? If you are having to ask yourself, do you think your man is going elsewhere with other people, then he's not for you. He is for the
They love it. They absolutely love it. They're turned on by the fact that they have to go on here and see if they're dating the same guy. They love it, man. They don't want a dude who don't get poontang. They don't want a dude who don't have options. It's sickening, man. The hamster wheel that most women are on, it just... they can't get off of it to save their lives. They literally couldn't. 97,000 dingbats and counting. The cycle will never end.
Streets. You should not be in a relationship, situationship, whatever it is, doubting your man. If you are doubting your man, you are doubting your relationship, you need to get it gone. You're not going to change him. Don't try and change him. Change your man. 97,000 people. This is madness. I can imagine there's a lot of men sweating right about now.
Oh, no, 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 not at all.
No, they don't give a fuck. They're going to keep a rotation of dumb bitches like this on their Johnson. They really don't give a damn.
I'm going to seduce your husband.
Okay.
I'm going to seduce your husband. Okay. I'm going to look him in the eye, and I'm going to explain to him that nobody has ever made me feel the way he has. Okay. And I'm younger than you conservative woman that married him. And I'm going to start, like, explaining that I'm just so fun and I like doing fun shit. Because you're probably married and you can't do fun shit. And then once I do that, and I implement your marriage arc, he's gonna cause some irrational feelings, which is...
You're not seducing shit. I mean, maybe this is a joke. You never can tell because they're just so not funny. Can't tell when they're trying to be or not. Like, man, look, most men are loyal. Most men really are loyal. Men put more value in the woman who was down with him for 20 years than just fucking some hot chick for 5 minutes. Most guys. Shout out to all the women who picked good guys early and actually appreciate that good guy.
It's going to establish itself in your marriage problems. And then you're going to be like, why am I doing this shit for a man? This is where we get you. Get you, get you, get you, get you, get you. Because then you're like, why am I supporting a guy that isn't doing anything for me? There you go.
First of all, my husband doesn't like little boys. That's a little creepy. Second, I thought you guys were going on a sex strike. So you're going on a strike, but you're...
Okay, I don't know if a conservative dude married you. I mean, men are down bad in America, though. You have tattoos on your fingers, a lip ring, like, I don't know. Something isn't adding up, guys.
Around seducing conservative... men. And third, please do us all a favor and film yourself seducing these conservative men, because I think we all would like to laugh with you.
Well, it only took me 44 years to figure this out.
What the fuck was that?
It only took me 44 years to figure this out, so I figured the least I could do is share this with you.
Is this a man?
Hell yeah.
We think that there are 8 billion people on the world, and there's just one reality. But what I've actually found is that there are 8 billion different realities that are happening at the same time. And the realities that are happening at the same time are simply our perspective. Our perspective is made up of all of our past experiences, made up of our personalities, our subconscious thoughts. And these are the things that create the reality that we experience every single day. So your reality and my reality are two completely different things.
Are you fucking serious, ho?
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
Just let the other woman have him. Without doing any kind of drama, wish them the best and let them be. Have you seen yourself? You are a bombshell and you want to be a second choice?
Yeah, being a bombshell, it doesn't keep a man around. It's cool the first, you know, few weeks, first few months. But being cute or hot just doesn't maintain a relationship. It really doesn't.
Just imagine for a second telling your children, Mommy was a side chick because your father couldn't decide which woman he wants.
No, Mommy was a side chick because she went after the same fucking guys that every other woman in the city were going for.
They might go, no, I'm not, but they fascinated. They nigga wearing rags and bandanas and full of tattoos and claiming shit. It's a sense of, I got me a tough ass motherfucking nigga.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.